Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 30 minutes, Ray McGovern is our guest. We're going to talk about Egypt. We're going to talk about the big news out of the Times of India and other publications. Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit. It's funny, we were talking about this last night before I saw this news article this morning, because I ran into Karl Rove at a restaurant. And we were talking about, when are they going to arrest this guy for war crimes? How can Bush brag that he ordered torture? He said it again in two speeches last year. But then send people in the military to prison who were caught torturing. And we know that they've talked in Spain about indicting Cheney. You know, will Bush end up being locked up in the U.S. kind of like people like Ceausescu or in Romania? We're going to talk about all of that, or Pinochet of Chile. We're going to talk about all of that with Ray McGovern today. Ray, great to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, and I probably should introduce you. You're a former military man from the Vietnam era, and then, of course, you were the top presidential briefer to Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and you've been a big critic of the lies about WMDs and famously confronted Rumsfeld. He tried to lie and say that he hadn't said that, and you certainly skewered him there, and you've done so much more. But thank you for coming on with us. Let's briefly get into the situation in Egypt.
Well, Alex, there's an elephant in that living room, and the name of the elephant is Israel. And surprise, surprise, no one in this country is talking about it. This is an incredible blow, not only to the United States, but to Israel. They had depended on having a very safe frontier with Egypt since the accord where Egypt recognized Israel. And that's a long time ago, and they had taken it for granted. And all of a sudden, whoa, their strategic calculations are upset by this popular revolt in Egypt. So the real question is, what will the Israelis do? Now, you know, people will say, well, they can't do anything. They'll sit back and watch what happens. Right. That's not the way they operate. Number one, they'll operate through their, well, how shall I say, their supporters here in the United States, and this is one main reason why Hillary Clinton and our president have been waffling for the last week or 10 days, not knowing whether to say, you know, Mubarak needs to get out, or, oh, maybe you can deal with this vice president who's a well-known torturer. You know, it's really been painful watching the to's and fro's, and the unspoken, the factor that can never be spoken on mainline TV is what this means to the Israelis and how Israeli supporters in this country are putting the screws on Barack Obama again to make sure that he doesn't do anything that will make that part of the world still riskier for Israel.
And now the LA Times reports a bunch of U.S. ships steaming into the area, and on top of that, we're getting reports that Marines are being deployed into Egypt. They claim for evacuations. Do you buy that?
No, I don't buy that. I think the Marines want to be prepared to follow orders, as they always do. I don't think that the U.S. personages are in any danger. There may be a backup at the airport, but none of the protesters have said they're going to do any harm to U.S. officials or tourists who remain there. So this is a pretty ominous thing. I hadn't gotten confirmation about these Marine moves, but that's what Marines do. And if Mubarak decides to make a last stand, he'll be supported not only by Marines from our country, but by all manner of support from Israel, which knows how to do this, by the way, and are only a stone's throw away.
Well, we've had the British go into Suez in the past, and it is the Business Insider reporting on the Marine situation. But if they admit they're sending ships, would Marines go along with that? And that's who comes off the ships.
Yeah, it depends on what kinds of ships, of course. They can always justify the ships by ostensible danger to the Suez Canal. We'll have to see how that plays out, because I don't think the administration here knows what it's doing.
No, Ray, stay there. Let's finish up with Egypt, then get into Bush arrest fears.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The United States has been captured by big offshore corporations. They're totally ruthless. All over the world, these multinationals have funded dictatorships, corrupt bureaucracies, to basically feed on top of their populations. And the people are rebelling in Egypt. The establishment obviously recognized that and has said that they are funding the opposition, I guess, so they are still in control if Hosni Mubarak is forced out sooner than September. And Ray McGovern, of course, top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., he was also in the military during the Vietnam War, and we always appreciate him joining us. He's made a lot of really accurate predictions. I remember about a year and a half before it happened, he said, well, I would look for Cheney and the neocons to try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin situation to get into war with Iran. Then about a year later, that happened. And then a year after that, we learned that it had been a staged event. So it's just amazing. And so we need to listen up when he tells us what he thinks is really going on in Egypt and where he thinks the situation is going, what's happening with these pipelines going, these gas pipelines into Jordan and Israel being blown up, what the overall geopolitical ramifications are, and not just briefing presidents. He's now briefing us. Tell us again what's going on in Egypt.
Well, Alex, it's very, very complicated. The main factor really is that the broad public support, the revolutionaries or the uprising people, numerous, but they seem to lack a coherent leadership. The only bright light there is El Baradei, the former chief UN inspector, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, who has wide respect abroad as well as in Egypt, a reluctant draftee, so to speak, but he has said that he would be willing to lead now and form an interim government. So that's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that for Israel and the United States, El Baradei is poison. Why? Because, oddly, this statesman insists on telling the truth. He was the one that has said all along that there is no real evidence that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. And he should know. His inspectors are crawling all over that country. And he was the one, you may recall, back in March or April of 2003, who testified, or was watching it live, I'll never forget it, testified before the UN Security Council and said, you know those reports that Iraq was seeking yellowcake uranium from Niger, we have looked into it, and in 2 days we found that they are not authentic. Not authentic. They were forgeries. Forgeries by, I think, Dick Cheney's folks. So, the guy is poisoned. The U.S. tried to get him removed from his post in the IAEA without success. So where does that leave us? Well, that leaves us with a very fearful Israel, stoking up fears in the United States about these Muslims, you know, these Muslim terrorists that could take over Cairo, which is a red herring. They're never going to do that in Egypt. Egypt is a country of 80 million people. You know, the rest is small fry. Egypt is so big that Israel, I think, will have to determine what it's going to do. And what it's going to do frightens me because it has all kinds of possibilities, including, well, let me put it this way, Alex. If I were El Baradei, I would insist on a whole platoon of soldiers and bodyguards around me rather than just the 10 that exist now.
Now, Ray, what's the stratagem of disinformation then, having the AP, the London Telegraph, come out and say that the U.S. is behind El Baradei and basically triggered this? Is that an attempt, knowing that if the West and Israel claim that El Baradei somehow works for them, that that will discredit him at home in a country tired of foreign domination through the propped up dictator Hosni Mubarak, who Cheney is calling a great guy and a good man who we should respect?
Yeah, Alex, if I were, you know, giving references for a job, I don't think I'd include Dick Cheney on my reference list. Yeah, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Cheney thinks he's a great guy. Your initial point was having to do with, I forget now.
The media, I've been claiming that El Baradei is backed by the U.S.
Yeah, well, you know, there's all kinds of disinformation campaigns out there to discredit somebody like El Baradei, and you can be sure that we have our, quote, assets, end quote, in some of the more conservative newspapers and magazines in Britain and elsewhere, and so you can expect them to sow all kinds of confusion. The Egyptian people know what El Baradei is and what he isn't, and that's what counts here. The only problem is getting organized to the point where they can actually face into the new vice president named by Mubarak, who, by the way, is the CIA and Israeli checkpoint, their liaison guy. Not only that, but he was the fellow in Egypt that handled the transfer of people that we wanted to get tortured. Renditions is what we call it, the kind of nice sobriquet. Renditions, and there was one particularly flagrant rendition, and this is worth recalling to mind. The fellow's name was Al-Libi because he came from Libya, okay? And he had some sort of job with the training camps for Al-Qaeda. It seems that he was sort of like their travel agent. You know, he would arrange air tickets for people who want to come in and train. He wasn't anywhere near close to Osama bin Laden or Zawahiri or the others. But they caught him, okay? And then, before the war, the premium was on getting somebody to, quote, confess, end quote, that Saddam Hussein
the fake airplanes, and it turned out none of that was true.
Yeah, right. So here you got Alibi, and he won't, quote, confess, end quote. And so they take them to they send them off to Al-Suleiman, the current Egyptian vice president. And they say, you know, you guys are better at this than we are. What we need to do is make sure we find out that Saddam Hussein was training al-Qaeda operatives, and Libby knew that because he was running the travel agency. And guess what, Alex? You'll never guess what. But the Egyptians succeeded in doing that. The cable went back to Washington. The next day, the president, the vice president, and later Colin Powell before the UN spun this tale as proof that sotto voce, Saddam Hussein had some sort of tie with 9/11 because he was training al-Qaeda operatives.
So, and that is only one of the thousands of admitted crimes and lies and deception. Shifting gears, we don't have a lot of time left with you, Ray. Let's go back to who was involved at this time. Bush, Cheney, Karl Rove, the architect, Alberto Gonzalez, putting out memos that they could torture people, including crushing children's genitals. And now Bush came out last year and in two different speeches and his book said, I'd order torture again. So this is admittedly illegal. There have been calls for at least Karl Rove or Alberto Gonzalez or John Yoo to be brought up on war crimes. But now we have the Times of India and other publications reporting Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit. He was set to give a keynote address and had agreed to do it, has now canceled the February 12th speech. Before we get into this, recapping the international admitted crimes that were committed here, the lies of WMDs, the Downing Street memo, the White House memo. I was at a restaurant last night, and Karl Rove sat down right next to us here in Austin, and I just couldn't eat. We got up and said, I'm not eating in the same room with somebody like Hitler, and we left. It was a private place, so I didn't want to start screaming at him in there. But do you think I handled that right? What would you have said to him?
Well, what I would have done, Alex, is call Code Pink right quick. They have handcuffs, and they have courage, the courage that continues to amaze me. They have tried to arrest him at his book signings, and what needs to happen is somebody needs to put the cuffs on him because he can be extradited and subjected to justice. Our government doesn't have the guts to do it, but the Spaniards, the French, the Germans, they all may under the principle of universal jurisdiction, which briefly means that if the government who is harboring these criminals is unwilling to proceed against them in a legal fashion, then under the Convention Against Torture, any government can initiate judicial proceedings. Now, that's why George Bush, and this is really amazing, we got word late Friday night that George Bush had canceled out of this appearance in Geneva scheduled for February 12th. And we learned from the Center for Constitutional Rights that they and their European counterparts had assembled 2,500 pages worth of indictment on George Bush and were ready to serve it to the prosecutor in Geneva. Now, this is serious stuff.
You're separately here on air. Yep. All we've got is a blurb in the Times of India. You're confirming that indeed this did go on and you have the bona fides.
Yeah.
Please continue.
We've been in touch with the Center for Constitutional Rights. It almost worked. Someone leaked the fact that this thing had been given to the prosecutors in Geneva. And what Bush did was cancel right away. Now, the White House or the Bush spokespeople are saying, well, now he had heard that there would be demonstrations and he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to burden the Swiss police. Well, balderdash. What he was afraid of was getting detained and actually brought to the Hague for trial. Now, unless less people think that this is far-fetched, this happened before. On October 26, 2007, again, the Center for Constitutional Rights, a really gutsy organization, filed a petition with the prosecutor in Paris. Donald Rumsfeld happened to be in Paris at the time. These things need to be taken seriously. Witness the fact that Don Rumsfeld went out the back door of the embassy, drove off to Orly Airport, or the old airport, and was on the first plane back to the United States, canceled all his appearances. So, you know, the sad thing is that Obama doesn't have the guts to do the right thing.
Well, Ray, stay there. Let's continue to look at this on the other side. Incredible information. Plus, it forces this issue of war crimes out in the open. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, will be with us another 15 minutes, and I promise I'll get to all these mainstream media reports dealing with pole shift. People keep wanting me to talk about it. Paul Watson's written a big article, Pole Shift Threatens to Cause Weather Chaos. That's what NASA and people are saying. Fox News reporting they're having to recalibrate airport GPS. It's pretty strange. So I'm going to give you my take on it coming up after Ray leaves us. Ray, I think it's so important here for those that don't know the history or those that might have forgotten it, to recap briefly all the different war crimes. I mean, the knowingly lying about WMDs, the ordering of torture, the secret arrest, the rendition, the White House memos where the president is above the law. I mean, Nixon tried that, saying when it's the president breaking the law, it's not illegal. That was proven to be a fraud. If they are able to operate and set the precedent of doing this, and we know Obama's continuing the rendition, then there is no Bill of Rights. There is no Constitution. But worse than that, we are tyrants because we're allowing it to happen. And absolutely, you know, by pointing out that that's probably why Bush has bought all that land in Uruguay or whatever, that they are criminals, that begins to put the idea in people's minds that they must be brought to justice. But briefly, recapping the crimes of these people.
Well, you know, how much time we have.
We got about 5 minutes, but, yeah. And then we'll come back.
Yeah, I jest, of course, because you could go for 45 minutes just listing them. As Dennis Kucinich, to his great credit, did do 35 articles of impeachment. He read them. It took 6 or 7 hours on the floor of the House, but he did that. They're on the record. You can get them from warisacrime.org. You know, the ones you mentioned are the more obvious ones. Also, starting a war of aggression, which was banned after World War II in numerous international documents. But, you know, one of the things that toward the end, I think it's Article 33 and 34, that talks about his, at best, his complete incompetence in handling the intelligence information that was available before 9/11. That was criminal. That was malfeasance, not just misfeasance. And then the lying about what he was told. Now, not many people know that George Tenet, the head of the CIA, lied under oath during the 9/11 commission proceedings when one of the congressmen on the commission asked him, George, what did you say to the president during the month of August 2001? And he said, oh, I had no contact with the president. I never saw him. And I said, well, how about telephone? No. He was on, you know, he's down in Crawford, and I was on, you know. Well, it turns out that Tenet saw the president on the 17th of August and on the 24th of August and on the 31st of August. So he lied under oath. His statesman or his spokesman a little while later said, oh, yeah, he erred. But that's what was on TV. Why did he err? Because Tenet, however incompetent he was, did tell them about that threat that Islamic terrorists were learning to fly airplanes. He followed up on the president's daily brief item. And so there's lots in those indictments that just show that the president and those who served him, first and foremost, the sycophant George Tenet, lied under oath. And you know, there are lots of things that were in the articles of impeachment against President Nixon, three articles, which are also very operative under Bush. The difference is that John Conyers had some guts back in the 1970s. John Conyers is now an old part of the establishment and didn't want to risk Democratic gains in the by-election of 2006.
And, of course, going back, though, to the Condoleezza Rice memo, where they said, we didn't hear of plans to fly planes into buildings, and then it turned out bin Laden determined to attack, and that the FBI memos even said fly planes into the World Trade Center. So they lied about that. They knew, and they stood down.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Now, the charitable explanation is that they were just completely incompetent. There's lots of reason to believe that there's a more sinister explanation, but none of them, to my, you know, my investigative mind, are conclusive just yet. The other thing that needs to be mentioned, of course, is that there is a memorandum released by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, which shows that George Bush on the 7th of February, wow, it's the anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah.
The 7th of February 2002 approved torture. What he said was, we don't have to obey the Geneva Conventions. We will treat prisoners, quote, what was the words he used? Quote, humanely, as appropriate, and as consistent with military necessity, period, end quote. That's not what Geneva says. The president can't just prescind from Geneva, and that's what he did.
And then we got the more detailed memos where they talked about what can we do. Well, we can bury people alive, yeah. We can torture children in front of their parents, yeah. Ray McGovern, stay there. I want to talk about where this is going with an American president not able to travel to Europe. This is a big deal. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Then I'm getting into the other big news item.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern, a true specialist in geopolitical machinations, is our guest for another 6 minutes or so. If you just joined us, Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit, and this is big news around the country, but Ray knew about it on Friday. This just broke this morning in the Times of India and other publications. Give us as much information as you can about exactly what transpired and the spin they're putting on this, and again, why you think this is so important, Ray?
Well, this is the first time that, people who are interested found out in advance of the Bush's travel plans to Europe. And so the Center for Constitutional Rights, which does not shy away from controversy, and its European counterparts put together a 2,500-page complaint against George W. Bush for having authorized torture. Now, it wasn't much of an argument because he admitted that three times within the last 10 months, two times orally and once in his book. Now, the last time he did it orally was with that MSNBC fellow who interviewed him. And what George Bush said, well, yeah, I authorized torture and I'd do it again. And the fellow said, well, do you think it was legal? And what Bush said is, the lawyer said it was legal, and I have to follow my specialists. So here we have the lawyers, right? Now, mafia lawyers will always tell you what's legal or not. These lawyers, and there are six of them, that are being possibly prosecuted in a Spanish court. And 1 March is the drop-dead date, because under the International Convention Against Torture, if a host country harbors a torturer and does not proceed against him judicially, then any country can do so, any country that has signed that convention. And Spain, Germany, Italy, the rest of them have all signed it. So what does it mean? And the Swiss. So what does this mean? Well, Bush had to cancel his trip, which is highly embarrassing that a former president of the United States can't travel to Europe, but there it is. Now, what about the lawyers? The lawyers are not exempt. You know, they claim, well, we just gave advice. Bush was the decider. The lawyers under the Nazi regime in Germany were prosecuted, convicted, and given strong jail terms.
Yeah, that's the just following orders situation.
Yeah, so these lawyers are equally culpable. Their names are Gonzalez, Addington, Jay Bybee, Jim Haynes, Feith, and one other whose name escapes me.
John Yoo?
Yeah, John Yoo, you got it. Okay, so those are the six. Now, by March 1st, the Spanish court has demanded that the U.S. Attorney General tell Spain, are we prosecuting them here or are we not? The answer, of course, will be we're not prosecuting them here, because Obama says he likes to look forward rather than to look back, okay? So what will that cause? We hope, and we dearly hope,
that makes them complicit and that their courts get involved.
Well, yeah, and so the Spanish court, just as they did, by the way, with the other torturer, the guy from Chile, Pinochet, just as they did with him, they have the option to proceed against George W. Bush for his war crimes, according to the affidavit and the complaint that was given to the Geneva authorities. And so that's why he quit. And the ones in the things that are going forward in Spain are the lawyers that are said to have given this advice. Well, we know they gave this advice to George Bush because that's what he wanted. So the lawyers are not exempt. There are all kinds of international ramifications here. And it's a good thing that finally somebody is taking international law seriously, because Barack Obama and Eric Holder, to my great disappointment, don't really care much about international law when it comes to prosecuting former officials.
Well, in the final equation, regardless of what happens, justice be done by the heavens fall, we have to do the right thing. And when crimes are committed by the highest office holder and his minions, we at least need to point it out so that it's on record, so that they don't create some type of precedent by our inaction. I mean, we are forced to morally stand up and point out what's happening here, so at least the history books have the truth in it. But as we've seen with many other dictators, down the road, we could actually see them getting in trouble for the crimes they've committed. We certainly can't just give in and say, well, yeah, they're the Fuhrer precept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex, you mentioned two words that are really operative. One is moral. Nobody talks about moral anymore, but that's what's at stake here, the soul of our nation, and the fact that precedent will be set if we let a president get away with this. And so, we're trying from our end, but the Swiss and the Spanish know that we're trying, and it's up to them in a sense. And they they're under great pressure from the Attorney General in our country. We know from the WikiLeaks cables how hard our administration, the Obama administration, has leaned on the Spanish, on the Germans, and on others not to prosecute known CIA people, for example, who kidnapped Al-Masri from he's a German, and other Spanish.
And if they can get away with that, the sky's the limit. In closing, on the similar area, and I'm not just saying this, I'm not exaggerating. I was in this restaurant for 25 minutes with Karl Rove, with him sitting right beside me, 3 feet away, and we had to get up and leave. We were talking about confronting him, but we were going to wait till the end, but we physically, listening to it, couldn't do it. I know you've been in and around Washington, worked in the White House, so I wanted to ask you if you've ever been around Karl Rove, because I'm not exaggerating. He was with five people, and he was gibbering and cackling like a witch almost incessantly. And he, I mean, if I saw somebody at a bus stop like this, I think they were crazy. I mean, he came off like a textbook villain. I have witnesses. I have crew members that were there, just all demonic laughter. Have you ever heard that about Karl Rove or Turd Blossom?
I haven't heard about the demonic laughter, but I have seen the demonic activities that he's been guilty of. You know, I face a situation with Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld is coming to town next week to sell his book, and I will go and confront him if I can. Certainly my colleagues will do the same. It's always a judgment call, and you're a public figure, and then you have other considerations. But were I have to been, were I you in those situations, I would have stood up and very politely said, Karl Rove, we find you guilty of this, that, and the other thing, and I can't sit next to you. So it's either you and me. You or me get out of here, and I'm staying. And see what happened. And it would cause a row. But, you know, that's what he's... You're in Houston, are you?
No, I'm in Austin, Texas.
You're in Austin.
To be clear, we got up and said, we're not going to sit basically in a restaurant with Hitler. That guy's a war criminal and left. And I have confronted politicians and been arrested for just asking George Bush a question. So I confronted Janet Reno and countless others. It's just that... plus Aaron Dykes, who was with me, was arrested about a year ago in Austin for asking him a question at the University of Texas, and that case is still pending. That's probably why we didn't just really start screaming at him. You're right. This guy's a war criminal, and we probably should have gone further.
Well, it's a judgment call. You may get another chance, but for your listeners, if they see Karl Rove around, I hope that knowing what he's done, that you don't sit around like those obedient Germans in the 30s and you confront them directly and say, you know, we think you ought to be arrested. And if you wait here for a second, we'll get those ladies from Code Pink. They have the handcuffs. They're going to put them on you. Something like that, because he should not be able to walk around freely given what he's guilty of.
I agree with you. Ray McGovern, thank you for spending time with us. People can go, of course, to Consortium News. Give us the URL where people can read your great writing first.
Well, it's consortiumnews.com, C-O-N-S-O-R-T-I-U-M news, one word, .com, and you'll see not only my writings, but those of Robert Perry, who in my view is the best investigative reporter left in this country.
We'll have to get Robert on. Ray, talk to you again soon. God bless.
You're most welcome.
All right, there goes Ray McGovern, and he had a cancer that he beat a few years ago. He just had his CAT scan a few days ago. He's going to get the results today of his lymphatic cancer. Let's pray for Ray McGovern that he continue to be in complete remission of his cancer. Let's also pray for Charlie Sheen, because when I've known Charlie Sheen, he's been a dignified guy, never seen him drink or do anything. But obviously Charlie is having some problems right now, and I've been wanting to tell folks to certainly pray for Charlie Sheen. And I never even talked about Aaron Zellman dying a month ago. I should eulogize him, the head of Juicer Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I mentioned it, but I wanted to properly eulogize him. We all need to pray for each other out there in this world. Okay, pray for Rush Limbaugh, too, and his Oxycontin addictions. I mean that seriously. I'm going to spend the balance of the broadcast now dealing with pole shift. We live on an ever-changing world. We're hit by comets. We're hit by asteroids, solar flares. NASA admits if a direct solar flare ever points towards the Earth, it will blow out all of the satellites that are on the sunward side of the planet. That will cause serious issues. As we become more and more dependent on technology, pole movements or huge pole shifts, solar storms will affect us. And the sun is the biggest driver of climate and climatological change on this planet. And Paul Joseph Watson has put together a detailed report that we think is very important for everybody out there talking right now about pole shift. And why are we talking about it now? Well, we're talking about it now because for close to 80 years, they've been studying the magnetic fields of the poles. And the last 50 or so, there's been intense metering of them at stations around the globe. And you could spend days trying to read all of the NASA reports, Scientific American reports, the list goes on and on, Fox News reports confirming that the pole is moving and is beginning to shift. We don't know how much it's going to shift, faster than it's ever has shifted since it's been recorded. Now, that isn't as scary as it sounds. It could be, but we don't know. Because we don't know that it doesn't fluctuate every 50 or 100 or 75 years or randomly whenever the sun goes through different permutations of cycles. But if it shifted a few thousand miles, cataclysmic. Oceans rising. Texas could find itself where the North Pole is if there was a 3,000-mile shift. If there was a 5,000-mile shift, Texas could find itself, basically where Japan is. I mean, it's unlimited, and right now it's moving towards Russia, and it is moving. And I've, over the years, I heard all these scientists and people saying it was going to shift, it was moving, and there's historians that have studied it and gone into the ancient text when things like this were reported. We're going to start looking at it more because, I only go off stuff I can prove. And I don't like to get up here with, cataclysm. And I remember back in 99, Planet X will be here next year. And then it wasn't there. And then it's going to be there the next year. And people attack me for, saying that I thought it was at certain levels of fraud. Are there other planets out on the Kuiper Belt? Undoubtedly. They found hundreds of planetoids as big or bigger than Pluto. That's why they delisted it as the ninth planet, because you'd have to count all those others as planets. In a way, I tend to agree without analysis, because there's so many. But the thing is, we don't know. Now they admit, watching the Shoemaker-Levy comet that broke up and hit Saturn, that we probably get hit every, it could be 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years by giant asteroids. They don't know, but they know it's more often than they previously thought, every million or so. We might be able to do something about that with space-based weapons. But then the globalists admit that they want to use it as a cover to weaponize space and turn the weapons back on the Earth. But our technology lets us deal with that. But our technology is not going to be able to deal in the foreseeable future. I mean, that's godlike power with the sun and with its magnetic waves. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll put back on screen, pole shift threatens to cause weather chaos. And that's we scroll down a bit, a NASA graphic of the sun and the magnetic waves of the Earth up there at the top, the photo graphic. You can see basically the charted, measured magnetic waves of the Earth, because the Earth obviously is so massive, it creates its own gravitational system. And then you've got the Van Allen radiation belt and other things that protect us from solar radiation. Then you have on average in the atmosphere, from the upper areas of the atmosphere to sea level, on average around 10 feet of water. If you condensed all the water vapor down, on average it's about 10 feet. There's several inches of rock in the atmosphere. They condense all the rock dust and potash and volcanic ash and pollen and things that are in the atmosphere and bugs. Bugs get blown up into the sky, and they found frozen spiders and things that they've tested and that are thousands of years old that have been up there floating around. So there's several inches of rock and other particulate that also is a shield that the sun has to shoot through. So we have this article dealing with the full spectrum of what we know is happening right now. And so, yes, it could be quite alarming. I mean, this could happen. And it is moving now faster and faster. Pole shift threatens to cause weather chaos. Will paying billions of dollars in carbon taxes to Al Gore and his cronies solve the problem? Because obviously they're saying all this weather and cold weather is global warming, and magnetic pole changes are global warming, and pay them taxes and it'll fix it. And Paul Watson's article is very, very important, and I think everybody needs to see it. Again, pole shift threatens to cause weather chaos. According to some experts, the world's weather is about to get even more chaotic as a result of natural climate change that we can do absolutely nothing about. Because, again, if the poles start moving more, even if the Earth doesn't change its physical orientation, it will change the magnetic fields into the sun and radically change weather. If the Earth's actual axis changes, which is connected to massive pole shifting, you're talking cataclysm. I mean, you're talking biblical Armageddon type stuff. And even though global warming alarmists may exploit the consequences to advance their own political agenda, paying a carbon tax to Al Gore will not lessen the impact of a potentially catastrophic mega polar shift. And again, it's being driven predominantly, scientists believe, by the sun. And in evidence, I bring you some of the reports that I have here dealing with the pole shift information. This is out of salem-news.com. Magnetic polar shifts causing massive global superstorms. I'm going to go back into that after the break. Here's Fox News. Magnetic North Pole shifts forces runaway closures at Florida airport. Again, magnetic North Pole shift forces runway closures at Florida airport. The planet's northern magnetic pole is drifting slowly but steadily towards Russia, and it's throwing off planes in Florida. It had basically been in one spot, moved a bit, but now it's moving faster. Tampa International Airport was forced to readjust its runways Thursday to account for the movement of the Earth's magnetic fields, information, and informing the pilots who rely upon to navigate their planes. Thanks to the fluctuations in the force, the airport has closed its primary runway until January 13th. And this happened back in early January, right when those birds died. They're right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
We'll talk more about pole shifts tomorrow. I'm going to go a little bit into the next hour to continue getting into this because I promised I would. But tomorrow we'll open the phones up dealing with it. We're going to get some guests lined up. These listeners just keep wanting me to talk about this and pointing it out. And there is some serious changes happening with the Earth's magnetic field. All the nukes they detonated in the upper atmosphere, did that have an effect? Does all the weather modification and HARP have an effect? Well, none of that has any power compared to the sun. And we know the sun has been doing a lot of strange things in the last few years. Before I get back into that, a few other news items. Yesterday, I tried to call the number, the public number for See Something, Say Something for Homeland Security. and it just went to a voicemail. Boy, the terrorists are supposedly everywhere and about to get us, and we've all got to give up our liberties to be safe, but they're not answering the phone. So I called the FBI in Dallas, and I said that today I was planning to call a bunch of agencies live on air and bring up real evidence of terrorism being staged by elements of the government. I will do that tomorrow or the next day. I've got to look at the schedule of guests and things, but I'm going to spend much of an hour calling and see something, say something, report on the criminality in government. And that's what the answer to 1984 is 1776 video contest is about. It'll be complete in a few weeks, so be sure to make your videos or do your entries. $10,000 prize, by the way. First place, $7,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $1,000. The V for Victory campaign is separate, incredibly successful. People are going wild with that, having a huge effect, pointing out that we're in a police state and that we don't like it, and huge solidarity being caused by that. And I got so focused on other issues, I didn't really get into the big news of the White House responding to us on Friday with our report about globalist energy policy causing blackouts whenever we have peak consumption due to cold weather. But obviously we'll be talking more about that as that story continues to unfold. And I shot a video that's got about 100,000 views on our YouTube channel. It's 15 minutes long, breaking that whole thing down. It's called Alex Jones Calls Out Obama for Treason. And so I hope that everybody will get that video and send it on to others so they understand what treason is. This is economic warfare against our country. But the fact is they've had GPS for decades and haven't had on aircraft. The public just had it the last 10 years or so. They haven't had to really change them because of magnetic changes. And that shows how much the pole has already moved. And the last 2 years it's been accelerating in the north towards Russia. There's also movement, big movement in the south, and that is our shield, our force field, blocking out a lot of the sun's solar wind, solar radiation, and it is scary. It is scary, but the only thing that's constant is change. There, of course, is the cataclysmic pole shift hypothesis, is the conjecture that there have been rapid shifts in the relative positions of the modern-day geographic locations of the poles and the axis of rotation of the Earth. Yeah, that's the big one. If we physically change our orientation to the sun, I mean, the U.S. could end up where Chile is, or Chile could end up where Australia is. That is in the orientation to the sun. I mean, you name it, it could happen. And there's a lot of mainline scientists that say that this is the case. There's not just little changes, there's big ones. But even a slight magnetic change, again, affects how the winds of the sun are hitting the Earth, not just the solar radiation, but the overall magnetic winds. Such a dynamic change could create calamity such as floods and tectonic events, earthquakes. This type of event would occur in the physical poles, had been or would be suddenly shifted with respect to the underlying surface over a geologically short time frame, because the tectonic plates, it's not just the planet moving in its orientation to the sun, it's the plates themselves floating around. I mean, how thick's the crust? 7, 8, 9 miles? And then the rest of it is molten rock. I'm going to come back and do 5 more minutes on this. It's clear. I've probably got to do a whole show just on this, multiple shows, and really burrow into it, because something's happening to the poles, something's happening to the Earth's magnetic field. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.